Kirbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Samach Gimel, and we have the tremendous chus of finishing the 8th parak of the Masechta. We're here on the bottom of Samach Beis and Mabeis, again dealing with Nedarim that have some sort of time-fixed value to it. Person says you're going to take a neder up until this and this date, and again, we've been discussing whether that includes that date, if it's Ad Bechlal, or if it's Ad V'Ad Bechlal, if it stops beforehand, if it stops after, if it includes. Well, so again, so we're continuing on with that idea, and quoting from the Mishnah here that we saw yesterday. Right? Again, the Mishnah had said, or the Ad Ha Gishamim, the person says he's not going to drink wine, for example, until the rains. So Aji Hu Gishamim, or until there will be rains. So Aji Tiri Revi Ashniya, that is until the second rain period, which we'll define today. We'll bring in the Gemara from Tainus and explain exactly what that means. And Rav Shimon Gamliel had said, right, that is until the time period of the rain, not the actual second rainfall. Meaning, according to Tanakama, right, it has to be that the rains actually fell. And according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, right, it's only the time period. It has nothing to do with whether the rains actually come. The guy is simply intended to call out the date and when the rain is expected to fall. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira says, we're going to have a statement of Rabbi Zeira, and then we're going to have a stira, not stira, really a kasha, from that Gemara in Tainus. Amar Rabbi Zeira, machlokas to Amar ad hagishamim. Right, the machlokas is when the guy says, right, until the rains. Aval Omar ad hageshem, if a person says, until the rain, so ad zman geshem kamar, then everybody agrees, but he's only talking about the time period, meaning until the second quarter, right? Until the second period of rain, right? It doesn't actually mean, he doesn't actually mean that the rains themselves will fall. It's just, I guess, that, like Rav Shimon Gamliel said, until that time period. The problem is that Mesvei, now this is going to be a bit of an ambiguous kasha, and we'll have to explain what it is. So keep in mind that statement. Right? Again, Rabbi Zeira said, until the Geshamim is the Machlokas, but until Adageshem, right, until the rain, so that is referring to the time period. So Mesvei, they asked the following kasha. Again, according to the Gemara, it talks about when the rains fall. Ezu is Manashel Revia. When is the rains? When is the rains coming? Revia is not Lashon Rev. It doesn't mean the four. It means it is broken. Oh, whatever. Okay. I mean, when is the rains gonna come? Habachira, the first rains begimel, and all these dates, as the Mefarish explains, are in Cheshvan, the third of Cheshvan. The Beinonis, the middle period, right, is the Beinonis, the second time. That's what we've been talking about. Bishiva on the seventh of Mar Cheshvan, and that's why we say in Eretz Yisrael the Sintal Matar on the seventh of Mar Cheshvan, and Afela, which is the last time. That is Be'esr V'Shlosha, that's on the 23rd, Debbie Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, V'Shiva, V'Shiva Asar, V'Esr V'Shlosha, that he agrees on the 23rd, but really, it's the first period is the 7th, that's probably really the mucker for why was he sent to Alamater. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the first period is on the 7th, the 2nd is the 17th, and the 3rd is the 23rd. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, V'Shiva Asar, Be'esr V'Shlosha, V'Chodesh Kislev. Rabbi Yossi says it's a little bit later, it's on the 17th, the 23rd, and then Rosh Chodesh Kislev. But okay. Fine. V'chein hay Rabbi Yossi Omer, and so too Rabbi Yossi used to say, Eina yechidim is'anim ashiyagir Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So there's a schedule there in the Gemara and Tainus, right, if rains have not come, right, certain people, right, the yechidim, right, the Talmid Chachamim, the extreme tzaddikim, start a fasting cycle, and he says that only starts on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And here now is the kasha part. I'm reading Allah. We said about this whole schedule here. Pishlama Revi Rishona. I mean, why do we need to know, right, these three time periods when the rain falls? Right, if you tell me it's the first one is Lishol, that's when we start asking, right, for rain. That's when we start saying Sintel Amatar. Shlishis, and the last one, right, if the rains have not come by the time the last time period for rain hits, so then Lisanos, then we're going to fast because we need more rain, right? It's not coming. Elashnil Lamai, but what's the point of telling us when the middle time period is for rain? V'amar Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Zeira said, Lanoder, right? It's for a nether. V'am reading Allah, and we said about this, right? Keman Ozla Hadatanya. Who is the following Brysa like? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Gishamim Sheyardu Shiva Yamim Zecharzeh. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, if you have rains that fall for 7 days in a row, right, so you count both the first and the second revia, right, that counts the first and second, even though you haven't had a break in the rains, that counts for the first and second time period. Come on, Rabbi Yossi, that can only be like Rabbi Yossi, who says that you can have two of the dates, right, two of the rains are 7 days apart, right, again, the 17th and the 23rd. Okay, right. Meaning that, right. As the Ron says, right. You're gonna, you see, like Rabbi Meir, right. Rabbi Meir says that the first two periods is less than 7 days, right. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's more. So who is the one who says that the first two periods, right? If it starts raining and then goes for 7 days, that counts as the first and second. That's Rabbi Yossi, who says 17th to 23rd, right. That's seven. Even though in your head it might not be seven, but it is 17. You just count it out: 17, 18, 19, right? 20, 21, 22, and then 23. That's 7 days. So that's Rabbi Yossi. Now, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, again, what is he saying? He's saying that in that scenario, right, the nether goes until the end of the rainfall, right? And the pashta says, right, again, Rabbi Zera was the one who said, right, that we're assuming that this is what the problem in the Kasha, but what they don't explain in the Gemara is that we're assuming that the guy said, ad geshem, until the rain. Right? Not until the rain's up, but until the rain. Now, if you're telling me that everybody agrees that it's until the time period, the second time period of the rain, why is Rav Shimon Gamliel trying to say, right, that come on, who is that like? Right, like Rabbi Yossi, right, it should be like everybody, that everybody should hold up until the second point, the second rain date. Right? It shouldn't have to be that, you know, Rabbi Gamliel trying to say what are we talking about over here, right? When is the schedule? Right? Everybody should agree that's until the second date. So then Gemara simply answers, who the Amar Ad Geshamim? No, that case is where it's until the Geshamim. The guy said until the rains. So then that's our Machlokas, right? That's our Mishnah, right? Where there's a Machlokas between the Chachamim, right, with Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, right? In terms of whether it needs to rain or not. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's just a date in the month, regardless of whether there's rain, right? But that's why he's saying that, you know, hey, if you tell me, admit to me that up until that point, that once we hit that point, right, it counts as the first and second rainfall, because he's talking to Chachamim, we'll hold that it actually has to rain, and it has to be until the second rain. Okay, fine. Mishnah. Konim yayin she'eni tamim l'shana, right? And it's Abra Shana, right? Again, what happens if the guy says, I'm not going to drink wine for a year, and then all of a sudden, whoops, there's a leap year, right? As we explained before, that they used to, when they used to do the years based on Eidim, wasn't always known when is going to be a leap year or not. Nowadays, we have the calendar. Obviously, we know it's a leap year, but the guy says in Cheshvan or Kislev or Teves, I'm not drinking wine this year, and all of a sudden, it's going to be a leap year. So Asurba Ube Ibura. So that counts. The second Adar is part of the Neder, even though he wasn't necessarily sure, right? That counts. It's also for him to drink wine during the second Adar until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Ad Rosh Adar. If he said, I'm not going to drink wine until the beginning of Adar, so then Ad Rosh Adar Rishon. That's until the first Adar, the beginning of the first Adar. Ad Sof Adar. If he said, I'm not going to drink wine until the end of Adar, so that's Ad Sof Adar, and our text has Harishon, and some change it to Shani. Okay, again, the Ron brings both the possibilities. If you look at the Hagos Tzionim, he brings that possibility that it should be Shani. But let's just read it as we have on our text, because that's what the Ron likes, and that makes a lot more sense in the Gemara that comes up. So basically, as the Gemara says right away, Amastama to Adar Kamar Rishonu. Apparently, we're assuming that when a person says, I'm not going to drink wine until Adar, whether it's the beginning or end, he means the first Adar. That's what the Mishnah said, right? If he says the beginning, until Rosh Adar is till the beginning of Adar Rishon, until the end of Ad Sof Adar, right? Until the end of Adar Rishon, right? Until the end of that same month. So, Lema Masnisan Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe our Mishnah, right, is like Rabbi Yehuda. Titania is willing to embrace Adar Rishon, Kosev, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, Kosev, Adar Stam, the Rabbi Meir. Meaning, when a person writes a shtar, or writes some sort of get, or whatever it is, how do you, when on a leap year, how do you address, right? Let's say it's happening in Adar, what do you do with the date? Right, would you say Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, Adar Stam, Adar what? Because we know that there's an Adar, and then Adar Sheni is technically the month that we add on, right? And that's what we said, the month that we do, obviously the month we do Purim in. But how do you write it on a shtar? So Rav Meir says that Adar Rishon is written as such, Adar Rishon, and Adar Sheni you just write Adar, meaning that the second month, the second Adar is the main Adar. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Adar Rishon Kosev Stam, or Adar Sheni Kosev Tainin, or Tinayin. That the Adar Rishon is the main Adar, and therefore you can just write, when you say, if you write Adar, that means Adar Rishon, and by Adar Sheni, you would write the second Adar. So maybe that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that the Adar Rishon is the first Adar. Excuse me, is the main Adar. And that's what people mean when they say, I'm not going to drink wine until the end of Other. So, as the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Abaye says it can even be Rabbi Meir Shita, who seems to hold over here that Adar Sheni is the main other. Aye, so therefore, Why do we assume that a neder is talking about other rishon? Because the other mavrishasa hadalo yada. Because it could be a difference that maybe this guy, when he made the neder, right, he didn't know that there was going to be an extra other. So then he's referring to the first other because he thought there was going to only be one. But in the case of a shtar, so the guy knows this is going to, it's going to be a leap year, so he knows how, he just wants to know how to address the shtar. So right, he knows that there's a second other. So therefore, right, he could be talking about the second other. Vatanya, this is Benichusa, this is a support, this is a proof. As the Mefarish says, the Siwa, right, it's a support. Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar, if a guy says, right, a guy says, I'm not going to drink wine, let's say, until Rosh Chodesh Adar, so Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. That's until the first Rosh Chodesh, until Adar Rishon. Im Haisa Shanamu Beres, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. But if it's an extra month, right, if it's a leap year, so then it's going to be until Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. So Mechal de Resha Labim Beres Askinan. One second. So the Bryce's language is very funny, right? If you tell me the first part of the Bryce says Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar is until the first Adar, implying that there are two others, and then it says if it's a leap year, it's until Rosh Chodesh Sheni. Well, what do you mean if it's a leap year? The fact you tell me it's the first Adar, obviously it's a leap year, right? You don't need to, what kind of lashon is this? What, the first part of the Braisa is not talking about when it was a leap year? If you tell me it's other Rishon, there's got to be a leap year. So why does it say I am Haisa Shana Muberes? If it was a leap year, obviously the whole Braisa must be talking about a leap year. So Shema Minah, apparently, what do you see? What's the difference between the two cases? Hada Pshitalei Dema Vashasa Hada Lo Yada. In the first case, right, is when he knew there was going to be a leap year, or I guess it's probably the second, right? Yeah, the second one, right? The seifa is when he knew it was going to be a leap year, and therefore that's why it says im haisa shanu muberes, meaning if he knew it was going to be a leap year, so then ad rosh chodesh adar sheni. Then he means until the second rosh chodesh, the second other. But if he didn't, so then he means until the first. Okay, fine. This mishnah then takes us to the end of the perek, not the masechta, the perek. We have about a month to the end of the masechta. No Gemara on this, and then we'll say the Hadron. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, this is again, this Mishnah also is going through different situations. This is a little bit of a departure. It's the same case, person says, I'm not going to drink wine until such and such, but this is basically a list of what people mean, even though we might assume, based on the rules that we had before, that they meant something else. For example, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Konim Yayim Shani Toim Achiyah Pesach. Right, if a person says he's not going to drink wine until Pesach, and remember, if you remember, we said if you have a fixed time, we said ad, right, until ad shehe, until it is Pesach, that means until the end of Pesach. We assume, though, still, if he's talking about wine, so lo niskavin zeh el ad leil Pesach, right, ad shash haderech b'nei adam lishnos yayin, right, we assume that guy means until leil haseder, right, until, right, he's going to drink four cups. We assume that person is not going to Osir himself from fulfilling a mitzvah. So since you have that competing factor, and we see that by all these things, there's going to be some sort of mitigating factor that we're going to try and understand the person's das. So since you have that, that's how people talk probably, and he didn't mean that to Osir himself on the Leil HaSeder, he meant up until the beginning of Pesach. Omar, if he said, Konam basar shani tomim ad sheyatzom, right, similarly, right, if a person says he's not going to eat meat or drink until the fast, right, until, i.e., Yom Kippur, right, so Eino Aser Ella Ad Lelitzom, right, he's only Aser, right, up until the beginning of the fast, until Sudom Afsakas, right, Shalom Nizkavin Zeh Ella Ad Shashaderech Bnei Adam Ochlem Lecho Basar, right, and he had intention to say, I'm not going to eat meat until Sudom Afsakas. Rabbi Yossi Bino Omer, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudah says, Konam Shum Shani Toim Hachatei Shabbos, if a person says, I'm not going to eat garlic until it's Shabbos, and that was one of the takanas of Ezra Sofer, that the mentioned eat garlic on Friday night because it's Marve Zera, and that's Friday night is Shas Ona. Okay, so if a person says he's not going to eat garlic Friday night, Eino Oser Ela Ad Leili Shabbos, right? Even though, again, we said Ashut Dehei usually means Ad V'Ad B'chlal, right, until the end of something. So what he means is, no, it's only Oser, right, until the night of Shabbos. Shalom is Kavin Zeh Ela Ad Shashav Derech B'nei Adam Lechol B'Shum, right? Again, same idea, right, because he must have had intention up until, right, the point where people usually eat garlic. Ha'omer L'Chavei Rekonim Shani Nen L'Lecha Im Ein At Ba V'Noto L'Vanecha Kor Echad Shalchitim V'Shnei Chavios Shal Yayin. The guy says, I swear off benefiting from you, right? If you don't come and take a gift for your son, Right? If you don't take a gift for your son, a quart of grain, right, that's a big measurement, and two barrels of wine, meaning he's trying to be mechabedim with a gift, and one of the ways he's trying to do it is say, give it to your son. Right? That's sometimes, you know, older people will do that, right? I don't know, a 60-year-old guy doesn't need that stuff, but give it to your kid, he just got married, he had a kid, he had a simcha, right? He's in college, whatever it is. Right, that's mechabed your friend. So hareza yochel afer is nidro shelo al pi chacham. But the guy doesn't viomer lo, and you can say klum amatel ela v'nei kvodi zero kvodi. The guy can say I'm not interested in your gift, and the guy who took the nether doesn't even need to go to a chacham to get rid of the nether because all he was trying to do was he's trying to be mechabed his friend. And so the friend says, you know what, the kavod is me refusing, right, and not taking. Your gift. And similarly, Omer l'chaver, a guy can say to his friend, Konim sh'anen le'li im ein ad bov nosin livni kor shalchit n'shnei chavias sh'yayin. Right, so, same thing, just the opposite direction. I'm not going to benefit from you unless you give my son, right, that type of food. Rabbi Meir Omer asra ash'yitin v'chachamim omrim avzei yachol afers nidro v'shalo v'alpi chacham. Rabbi Omer lo, haray ani ki'ilu niskavalti. Right, the guy, similarly, right, the guy, according to the chachamim, the guy can say, then no, it's covered for me to not take the money, to not take the gift, and then you're honoring me by not accepting the gift. Okay, Hare where are we at? That's where we're. Okay. Like I wanted him to marry. Right, his sister's daughter. That's his niece. Right, again, the Gemara says, what did the Gemara say in Yevamos? I forgot where it is. Yevamos, yeah, somewhere in Yevamos, right? It said that it's a good thing to marry your niece. Okay, either way. Vamar konam shehi nanis li la'olam. Right, and the guy says, you know, he's going to marry your niece. And he says, you know what? I swear that she should never get benefit. Person says he swears off benefit to his niece forever. If he's divorcing his wife, Amar Konam Ishti Nanis Neil Olam. He says, takes a nether that his wife should never benefit from him forever. So we assume that that's not what he meant. He didn't mean all benefit. He just meant benefit of Ishus, right? Marriage benefit, Bia, and all the other types of benefit. Our mutter, right? Just because, again, because that was they were talking about. They're talking about marriage. They're talking about dissolving a marriage. So it must have been that's the hana that's the benefit that he was referring to in his nether. That's low. And again, similarly, if a person says, "Please come eat by me. Come for lunch. Come for dinner, etc." So he says, "Amar konum levischa shani nichnas." The guy says, "I'm not even going in your house," or he says, "Tipas tzonin shani tarim lecha. I'm not even drinking your water." Right, your cold water. So then we said mutter the comes labeso, right? Lishtos menotzonin, right? He said it's mutter for him to go into the house, right? It's mutter for him to drink his water. Because he was only saying that for eating and drinking, right, as a meal, but he was saying that he was swearing off going to a meal by him. He wasn't swearing off all types of benefit, right? And we assume that that's what he meant by his nether. Okay, Adralach Konam Yayin, and with Mitzvah Shem, we'll start the ninth paragraph of the Dharm. Very exciting tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.